And so it's like when you're in this in-between stage of the thing you want and or like where you're beginning and being on your way to getting that thing that you really desire, you're going to be divinely handed challenges, rejections, triggers, all as opportunities for you to grow and evolve so that you can become more of that version of you that has the thing. It's all part of the expansion process. It's transforming you by design. It's like that quote goes, what got you here won't get you there. So you have to evolve and change if you're desiring a new reality, if you're desiring new things.
Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin, and I can't wait to show you how. So, get comfy, and let's dive in.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to record today's episode with you. This has just, it just like came to me so clearly today. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to record this episode. I feel like I have had sort of like a breakthrough, a realization that I just had to share. I think you're going to find it so valuable. I know that you will. So we're going to be talking about manifestation today, and I'm going to be sharing my thought process around manifestation, kind of like the blueprint that I have uncovered that, and I'm going to like share kind of like work backwards through some of my biggest manifestations so that we can kind of look at like what are the key components here that can take us from desiring something to actually having that thing that we desire. And my thought process around manifestation is that it's directly tied to our self-worth. And I was first introduced to this concept by Lacey Phillips of To Be Magnetic. I love her and her work, and it just blew my mind. And I recognized how freaking true it is, how our self-worth literally impacts every area of our life. It's why I have the Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth course. It's why that's like the first course I recommend most HSPs go through, because when you have high, unshakable self-worth, it positively impacts all areas of your life. Like it truly, truly does, because so many of you struggle with people-pleasing or overthinking, second-guessing yourself, feeling responsible for everyone else. And if you peel back the layers, a lot of the reason why you're doing those things, a lot of the reasons why you're like, oh my gosh, I need to like make people like me, or oh my gosh, I need to swoop in and fix everyone else's problems, is because it's coming from this place of insecurity and lack within yourself, where you're feeling like you need to overcompensate in order to feel liked and safe and good enough with other people. But when you do the inner work to heal your self-worth, and when you get to this place of just feeling grounded and steady within yourself, and you know you're good no matter what, you no longer need to do those types of behaviors because you're solid, you're good, you're not seeking acceptance and validation from other people to make yourself feel better. Like you can source that from within. The same is like when people will ask me for tips on like, oh, you know, how to manage stress as an HSP, or how much sleep should I get as an HSP, or how to manage noise sensitivity as an HSP? And like, with love, I just can't talk on those topics. It just makes me want to poke my eyeballs out. I find it just really boring. And I say that with love and honesty, because the truth is, my goal for you is for you to come home to yourself and learn how to trust yourself so much that you can tune into yourself and find ways to support yourself, where you can be so in tune with yourself that you know how much sleep is optimal for you and what the best ways for you to recharge are. Of course, I teach you nervous system regulation and emotion regulation techniques in my programs, in Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth, in the Vault, like everything, right? Like that is included in what I support you with. But you're just not going to see me over here like teaching, you know, just like talking about all of these things that are like just like little tips and tricks. Like I want you to go deeper. And of course, again, I provide you like those tools and practices in my programs, and I have some of them offered for free as well on my website. But like the vibe is we go deeper. We work on healing your self-worth. We work on building your self-trust so that you're so connected to yourself and your intuition so that you know the wisdom of your body so freaking well that you don't need someone externally to tell you what to do or make you feel good enough. So that's my little tangent on the importance of self-worth. And so when it comes to manifestation, I know to be true that our self-worth is directly tied to it. And it's really, really, really cool. And so the way I look at manifestation is it's not just think positive. It's not just get in the energy of what you want. Like, it's not just that. Like, if it was just that, you know, it would be a lot easier. But it's more intricate. And it's for, like, manifestation helps you evolve into the next higher version of you. So I'm going to just like tell a story about a recent manifestation I had come through, and then we'll kind of like peel apart like the blueprint of this, and you can start to apply this to your own life. So ever since I was a little girl, I have wanted to write a book. Like when I was a little girl, I was like always just like writing my own little books, and you know, that was just like my thing. And I for the longest time, too, I said I would become a writer one day. I even, like, when I first went to college, my major was in English, and then I quickly switched it to retail because I was like, well, what am I going to do with an English degree? Like, I don't know. So I majored in retail, and then I was one credit away from having a degree in journalism, but I ended up not fully pursuing that because I was in this photography class that I absolutely hated, and I dropped it. So I literally was, like, one class away from a journalism minor, which by the way, like it's all good. Doesn't matter. Hasn't impacted the work I do now. But all of this to say, I always wanted to be a writer. I always pictured myself as an author one day and writing a book. And this has never left me. And so then as I have grown my community of HSPs, as I have, you know, continued to put my work out there in big ways, like that goal of writing a book one day just became stronger and stronger and stronger. But as life goes, you know, I got distracted. I have a daughter and then I have another one on the way. So I'm busy. I'm, you know, I get to work for about 20 hours per week. So a lot of my time is going into just like creating content, writing emails, recording podcasts, supporting clients, like just like all these day-to-day business tasks. So my goal of writing a book really just kind of fell to the wayside. It just was collecting dust in the corner as, oh, this will be something I do one day, right? But then the desire kind of just started knocking at my door again. I actually had been working with this intuitive guide for like a month. And she was like, you know, Alyssa, because I shared with her, I was like, I just feel like I'm kind of hitting walls and I don't know what's going on. And she's like, you know, I think you're being blocked because there's something that you're not doing. And she was like, do you know what that is? And immediately my intuition told me, you aren't writing your book like you have said you want to do. I'm like, oh, crap. That's the thing. And so it became clear, oh, I'm hitting these walls and I'm feeling stuck in these areas of my life because I am being redirected to do the thing that I have said forever that I want to do. Like eventually doors close, things feel hard and sticky because you're being redirected. And so let's pause there for a moment because so often we will experience rejection and think, oh, this just sucks. This is unfair. Like nothing works out for me. And I want you to think about that in your life. Like maybe you've been getting rejected for different jobs or, you know, you've been going on dates and they're not working out and you're feeling frustrated and sad and like, why isn't this working out for me? And it's like, what if you were being rejected because there's a higher purpose? What if you're actually being redirected towards something that is actually in alignment for you? And so when you can even open yourself up to that possibility of that there's like a higher divine purpose for rejection, it is so expansive. it's honestly exciting because it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm being guided. Okay. And even though, you know, you don't know where you're going yet, you can be like, you can see it as like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, thank you for having my back. I'm going to trust the process. So that was what was happening for me. So once I had that realization of, ooh, I need to be focusing on a book, I could not unsee it. And so I just started to take some little steps toward my book. I told myself that I would write, you know, for 15 minutes or what did I say? Like 15 minutes or 500 words per day, something like that, where it's like a small goal. I didn't know what my book specifically would be about or anything like that, but I was like, whatever, I'm just going to like work on it. The other thing that came to mind right away was I have a friend who had recently written a book, had it published by a major publisher. And I was like, wait, why don't I reach out to her and ask about her process? So reached out to her. We connected on Zoom and we had like a, I think we met like 3 or 4 months in a row and just chatted. And she shared all of the details about like how she wrote her book, how she wrote her book proposal, getting an agent, to like getting a publishing deal, like all the things. She just like took me behind the scenes and I was like, okay, amazing. And that felt expansive and that felt like really good to be in the energy of somebody who had done the thing that I wanted to do. And then the other thing that I started to think about was, okay, I also need to focus on, you know, trying to get some larger like media opportunities, getting features in, you know, larger online publications, getting some larger like podcast opportunities, right? And so these were just the things that I realized, okay, if I want to write a book, you know, here's where I have to have my focus. This is what I need to be doing. And then, okay, so this was like a matter of a couple of months. I did not stay consistent with writing the pages for my book. That kind of like fell to the wayside again. And again, I found myself in this place of feeling a little bit stuck. And you know what? We as humans, we are hard-headed sometimes, and it's very easy for us to lose sight of things. And so that's what happened to me. And so one day I did this meditation where, and this is a practice I love to do, by the way, where I just got quiet and I connected with myself and I connected with my higher self. And so when I say my higher self, this is really like the most expanded, like highest version of me, the most confident, empowered version of me who has all of the things that I desire. It's the version of me with unshakable high self-worth who knows who she is and she's so authentic. It's that version of me. And I connected with her in meditation and I just asked like, what are the things that are blocking me right now? Like, what do I need to focus on? What do I need to focus on? And she gave me a very clear message. She was like, you need to meditate every single day, because I had not been doing that. She said, you need to set stronger boundaries with, you know, the people that you're working with in terms of like who I'm letting into my space, things like that. She basically was like, you need to be, you know, less accessible. So this also meant on social media, not being as, you know, responsive to every single message, things like that. Right. And then the other one was that I needed to like put myself out there and continue to actually pitch myself to different media outlets. And I was like, okay, I wrote it down and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to commit to it. I'm just going to do it. And mind you, these are uncomfortable changes. I mean, meditating daily, I love meditating, but ever since becoming a mom, it has been more challenging because I don't always have that time to myself in the mornings. You know, it's hit or miss in terms of like how early Blaine wakes up. And so then if I, you know, did want to commit to meditating, it would often happen during my work hours, which feel very sacred. Right. So it's like, oh, okay. Like I, you know what? I said I'm going to commit to that. So I'm going to commit to that, even though it's a little uncomfortable. Same with setting boundaries, because setting boundaries and being less accessible will bring up some fear of disappointing people, up the fear of, oh, what are people going to think about me? Right. All of that will come up. And it did. And then when it comes to like prioritizing pitching myself to media outlets, that's also uncomfortable because it takes a lot of time to like research the people to reach out to write your pitch. And then it also takes a ton of resilience because you're most likely, you know, not going to get a response the first 1, 2, 3 times you pitch yourself. Like you have to follow up. You have to sit with rejection, with being ghosted and not making it mean anything about you. Like there is a lot that comes with it. So I just started doing all of these things. And then, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Like, literally, I still can't believe this. I would say like 3 or 4 weeks later, I started to just get this idea that, like, I was like, I feel like a big media opportunity is just on the cusp for me. Like, I just feel like it's on the cusp for me. I had no reason to believe that. No one had gotten back to me. And I think the one person who did get back to me rejected me. And so I was like, I have no like proof of why I feel this way, but I just feel this way. And I had even like said this in a message in the mastermind that I'm a part of. I'm like, I'm on the cusp of a big media opportunity coming my way. Just calling it in. It's going to happen. And then it was like 1 week after saying that, I checked my email on like a Thursday afternoon, and I had this email from a major publisher, an editor at a major book publisher, like big, like really big, reach out and ask if I was interested in writing a book. And I was floored. I literally like searched her email. I was like, is this like legitimate? Was legitimate. We talked. I wrote a book proposal and submitted it. And now we're in the waiting period of finding out if I will have a book deal and what the next steps are. Like, literally insane. It's insane. And I say that it landed in my lap, but it didn't. It's like it didn't, because I was doing the work to get me to this place of manifesting this ultimate desire. And now, you know, I'm waiting for that desire to come to fruition, which is actually getting the book deal. But whether I get the book deal or not in this specific scenario, I know without a glimmer of a doubt that I will have a book deal. I will have a book published and out there. Like, there's just no doubt. I am so confident and so certain of that happening, because I just know it is, like, period, end of story. And so I want to now like pull apart, okay, what was the blueprint here and what can you take away from this whole process? So when I think about my book situation and how you can start to think about something that you want to manifest, number one is that I knew my ultimate goal. So my ultimate goal was to get a book published, to be a published author. Ultimate goal, clear, done. From there, I was able to look at like where my actions were currently not aligning with that goal, where I was not being the version of me who had that goal. So like when I was feeling really stuck and I felt like I was hitting walls and like things weren't working out for me, it's because I was not actually being that version of me who's a published author. I was spending way too much time in the weeds. I was spending way too much time responding to every Instagram message and trying to please everyone and focusing only on, you know, the day-to-day things in my business, but I was not focused on the bigger vision and taking the actions to propel me toward, you know, the writing a book. So that's the second thing you want to look at, is like recognize where your current actions are not aligning with the thing that you desire. So you might be saying, oh, I want this job or I want this relationship, but then your actions are speaking differently. They're not in alignment with that. And so it's just like good to have, it's not only good, it's 100% necessary for you to have that awareness. From there, it's like I then meditated to connect with my higher self and uncovered the changes that I needed to make. And so it's like really the idea here is that you visualize the highest version of you, the version of you that has high self-worth, who has the thing that you want, who lives with an empowered energy, who is so confident. What are the things that they do? What are the actions that they take? What are the thoughts that they think? And, you know, like you can connect with that version of you in meditation and then ask for guidance and, you know, messages like, what are the things that I need to do? What are the changes I need to make? Right. And so that is what she told me, right? I had to set boundaries. I had to get more connected to my spiritual practice. I had to focus on pitching myself to media outlets. I had to focus on how I carried myself and like the energy with which I carried myself. So I had to start to shift into, I'm the type of person who is a published author. I'm the type of person who carries myself in this way that I don't have time to entertain every single thing in the weeds, because I'm going somewhere that's bigger. I mean, I really had to like embody that. Now, that is like the expanded version of me, right? So that version of me who is the published author, who has all of these things that I desire. She's like this ultimate expanded version of me. And so my work then is to get from where I am right now to getting to that place of being her. So it's inevitable and it's divine that in between getting from where I am to where I want to go, there are going to be challenges, discomfort, triggers, roadblocks, all of it that are necessary to grow into that version of me that has the thing that I want, right? So here's some examples. Like I said, the message I had received from my higher self was that I needed to set solid boundaries. And that meant, you know, like just for example, not accepting every single person who applied for one-on-one coaching with me because I needed to, if I was going to be in close energy with another human being, they had to be super, super aligned for me. Otherwise, it wasn't going to be a good fit. And so that meant dealing with some discomfort. It meant turning some people away. It meant redefining what my standards were for that space and what are the requirements for that space. And so I was then faced with people-pleasing tendencies, with fear of upsetting people or being perceived in a certain light. And I needed to go through those experiences so that I could expand into this higher self-worth version of me. Does that make sense? So it's like, okay, when you think about having the thing you desire to manifest and that version of you who has that thing, and you think about where you are now, obviously there's a gap in between. And so in order for you to become that next level version of you who has the thing you desire to manifest, you're going to have to go through some uncomfortable experiences that are meant to evolve you and grow you. So that's why I'm like such a big fan of helping you work through your triggers as well, because a lot of times people just look at triggers as like, oh, this is so unfair and annoying. And why do bad things happen to me? And I'm like, no. Triggers are golden opportunities for you to grow and expand. If you like, here's an example too, that is a perfect prime example. Like, okay, you know, something that would trigger me, and I've gotten so much better about this, but something that would trigger me is getting hurtful comments on my Instagram posts. Like it used to really, really bother me and trigger me, and it would make me get defensive. It would make me want to fight back or, yeah, defend myself. I would take it personally. I would feel like, oh my gosh, am I a bad person? Do people not like me? Like all of the things. It was super triggering to me. And it hit on some of my deepest core wounds. And that was by design. That was by design. Okay. And that's what I want to like highlight for you here is these times where you feel triggered, where it feels like it's so personal, it's so unfair. Like, no, that is by design, because then when something hits on those deep wounds, those things that are really uncomfortable for you to touch, that allows you to see exactly where you have a blind spot, where you have an opportunity to heal. And so each time I would feel triggered by these comments, I would use it as an opportunity to look at that insecurity and to support myself through healing that insecurity and getting more and more and more to a place of being less bothered, getting to a place of feeling more neutral and more unwavering and confident in who I am, ultimately healing my self-worth more and more with each of these comments, right? And so ultimately that got me closer to being the high self-worth version of me who is the woman who has the published book. Because think about it, if I'm a published author, I'm gonna, you know, have more people reading my stuff, looking at my work, having an opinion about it. It's not like every review on, you know, Amazon is gonna be positive about my book one day. And so I have to be the type of person who can handle the discomfort of somebody disagreeing or misunderstanding me. So that was perfect and it was by design. And so it's like when you're in this in-between stage of the thing you want and or like where you're beginning and being on your way to getting that thing that you really desire, you're going to be divinely handed challenges, rejections, triggers, all as opportunities for you to grow and evolve so that you can become more of that version of you that has the thing. It's all part of the expansion process. It's transforming you by design. It's like that quote goes, what got you here won't get you there. So you have to evolve and change if you're desiring a new reality, if you're desiring new things. And this is why The Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth course is one of my most important things I've literally ever created, because it gives you the step-by-step process to healing your self-worth, to stepping into that high self-worth version of you who more effortlessly manifests the things that you desire. And I was just saying this to my mentor the other day. I was like, when I shared, you know, another manifestation that had come through, she's like, Alyssa, it's crazy. I feel like your words are wands. When you are just like in alignment and in your high self-worth version of you, like things, you can say what you want and it just comes to you. I'm like, that's literally exactly it. Like, that is the power of having high self-worth. And those manifestations, those things that we desire, like working our way toward that helps us to become that version of us. Another quick example to share is when I met my husband and manifesting, you know, meeting him and our relationship. It's really crazy. Like, up until meeting him, I had had unhealthy relationships. The last relationship I had before my husband was like this toxic, really unhealthy relationship with a college boyfriend. And then I moved from the Midwest to California. And, you know, for my first year of living in California, I didn't really date. I just was kind of like wanting to be alone and not deal with guys because I had been so hurt. And then I remember I like briefly dated this one guy and he ended up like being really sketchy. And I found out later that he had been hiding that he had a girlfriend. Like, I had no idea. Like, and I was disgusted. I was repulsed. And so the action I took was obviously to call him out and to immediately cut things off with him. And I made this pact with myself where I said, I will not date anyone or be in a relationship with anyone unless they complement my life and improve my life. Like, the sum of us together is better than apart. Right? So it was like, I found this standard for myself and I was just so certain. So it was like, that's what I wanted. That was my ultimate goal. And I had, even though I had no proof of this ever, you know, being possible for me, because I'd never had like a really super healthy, loving relationship, I just held this vision. I'm like, I'm on my way there. That guy is out there for me. I'm going to meet him. And then my actions aligned with being more of that high self-worth version of me, right? Because I dated that guy who ended up being super sketchy. I cut things off immediately and I vowed not to date anyone unless they were an amazing fit for me. The end of story. And I was like, I'd rather be single forever than date another douchey guy. And I'm not kidding you. It was like less than a month later, I decided to get on this dating app. So I took an aligned action toward what I wanted, right? I didn't just sit at home twiddling my thumbs saying, I hope I meet my dream guy one day, but then like never, you know, didn't do anything. Like, no, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get on a dating app, even though I feel like those are lame, but whatever. Got on a dating app. Not kidding you. My husband was the first and only guy I went on a date with from that app. That's it. Like, it's freaking wild. I was on the app for like 2 weeks. I literally like, we like matched or whatever. I had this like weird feeling where I was like, oh my gosh, I think this is like my person. Like, it was just this weird, weird knowing. I can't explain it other than I just knew. And we met and it was immediate. Like, it was like there was this immediate spark, this immediate soul recognition. Where I was like, I texted my mom in the bathroom like midway through our date and I'm like, I met the guy I'm going to marry. Like, I just freaking knew. It was so insane. I still get chills thinking about it. And it was such a pure manifestation where, again, it felt like it dropped into my lap. But it, you know, it did and it didn't, because I took the actions to get me there. I was taking the aligned actions to show that I was the version of me who has this kind of partner, who values herself enough that I'm a match for a man who values me back. I stepped into high self-worth. I took the actions. I trusted, and I was certain that it would happen even though I had no proof. So that's the blueprint right there. It's like knowing where you're going, recognizing where your current actions are not in alignment with that the thing that you desire, uncovering what the actions are that you need to take in order to get you to that desire. Then doing the thing and managing the discomfort and healing the triggers along the way as you take those actions that are in alignment with this new version of you. It's it's wild how you expand. It's wild how things can happen so magically for you, and it feels so effortless for you once you master this. It's literally magical. It's my favorite thing in the world. So, like I said, the roadmap to healing your self-worth, the roadmap to literally becoming the version of you who is expanded, who is a match for the things you desire. I literally teach you it all inside of Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth. Like, this feels like this tool that literally changes every area of your life. Like, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't know this information. Like, it feels like this secret weapon that I have now that I know how to, you know, always be expanding and always using triggers and challenges as opportunities for growth. And in that course, you literally get the roadmap to doing all of that. So the link is always in the show notes. And you can also find all the details on sensitiveandsoulful.com/self-worth. So definitely go check that out. It's freaking amazing. I just want you to have these experiences too. I want you to manifest all of the things that you desire and to expand into the ultimate version of you, the version of you that you're meant to be here on this earth. Like, you're not meant to just survive and get through the day. Like, you're meant to create magic and have everything that you want. And it's so much closer than you realize. Like, it's at your fingertips and you have all of this amazing power within you. And I just want to help you unlock that. So I am so excited. Let me know your takeaways from this episode. Let me know what you manifest, what comes through for you. And if you join us in Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth, please come over to Instagram, DM me at Life by Alyssa. Let me know so that we can celebrate together, because man, that is just the beginning of so much goodness to come.
Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.